All right, the Camp Rainbow Radiothon entering its final half hour. We have under 30 minutes to go. It's brought to you by Wyatt Johnson GMC this hour. All of our Dreammaker sponsors brought to you by Import Auto Works. You still have time to get a donation in. The Lanier Lawn and Landscaping phone lines are open, 931-648-7721, or text CAMP to 43414. Stick around because the big reveal is coming up. How much was raised in the last 2 days for Camp Rainbow? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I was trying to keep track in my head, but I lost track middle of the day yesterday, so I have absolutely no idea. But hopefully we're going to find out here in about a half hour or so. We've got some donations to get in. Get these in before the end. Dreammaker, the Wicks family from Clarksville.
Oh, yeah.
Any coalition member? Thank you to the Wicks family for being Dreammakers. We have a $60 donation. Lucas Bracknell from Clarksville, Tennessee. $60 to Camp Rainbow.
Lucas.
Eric and Leslie Blackwell. This is an honor of the best sports reporter we've ever had on the Beaver. Harper Green. $50. Keep those donations coming. Mm-hmm. Telling you what, Harper. All those donations, those were after your interview. So you get the credit for that, Harper. All right, you know, it takes a village and it takes a staff of medical professionals to run an organization like Camp Rainbow. These kids are dealing with serious medical issues, and they take it very seriously. They have doctors and they have nurses on staff that volunteer their time. One of those doctors, Dr. Pegram from Premier Medical, here, one of the Camp Rainbow doctor volunteers. Welcome, Dr. Pegram.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So talk about why it's important for you to volunteer your time to be a part of Camp Rainbow.
Well, like you've probably heard hundreds of times the past 2 days, I mean, you go one day and you're hooked for life. You know, the first year I went, each doctor would take a day, and we each got, or at least five of us got one day at camp, and it was never enough. And so, you know, I couldn't wait every year for it to roll around. And, you know, being a pediatrician, I see the types of kiddos and some of the kiddos that come to camp in my office every day, and I know what they go through day to day and what their, you know, day to day life is like, and the struggles and the things that they don't get to participate in. And so seeing them being carefree at camp all week is really amazing. And my own nephew, Harper, who's your sports broadcaster,
yep.
You know, struggled with leukemia, and now he gets to come to camp, and I'm getting to see them just kind of leave all that behind and forget that they're a patient or that they have these issues. And know that they're safe while they're there, too, that they have a wonderful staff taking care of them.
I would think, too, you have a unique perspective, being a pediatrician and seeing some of these kids in the hospital environment. I mean, no offense, no one ever really wants to go to the doctor, right?
Right.
They're not feeling well. They're there because of issues. So you see the kids in that environment, that sterile, mm-hmm. you know, clinical environment. It must be pretty rewarding then to be able to see them in the other environment, Camp Rainbow, which is entirely different than your office. I'm sure your office is fun, but Camp Rainbow's a little different, isn't it?
No, yeah, it is. They get to strip away a lot of the equipment that maybe they carry around a lot of the time. They get to enjoy things outside the, you know, their treatment sessions and their visits to their multiple specialists. You know, some of these kids spend whole days at Vanderbilt seeing four and five specialists at a time, or, you know, and it just, I don't think a lot of people realize how much their parents go through. It's a full-time job taking a lot of these kids just to, for their follow-ups and maintenance care, not to mention when they go through an illness and end up in the hospital and the toll that it takes on the child and the parent. And that's another part of Camp Rainbow that I think is so special, that when the parents drop the patients off, the tears in their eyes and the joy that they see, that they know that their kid's about to experience this amazing week, and they can leave there knowing that the kid's in good hands and they're safe and they're going to be well taken care of from a medical standpoint, too. And just to give them that week of respite, too, I think is very important. You know, taking care of the caretaker is something that's very important. And so I think it's the camp is for the campers, but it's also for the parents. I think it's a great gift for these parents as well.
Yeah, that's what makes the staff, the nurses and the doctors at Camp Rainbow, because they're so well-versed in many different illnesses, and it's not just one specialized illness. You guys just know your stuff, and that's what makes, I think, what makes for a trustworthy camp in these parents' eyes.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's got to be such
kudos.
A relief, yeah, to have someone, even they have their pediatrician, I can imagine when you're a parent and your child is dealing with these, and to go to Camp Rainbow, and then all of a sudden, there you are. The trusted pediatrician that takes care of their kid day in and day out. Right. They know you're being taken care of. I would think your colleagues, you said something that was so powerful moments ago, and it was quick. It's not enough. Mm. You and your colleagues have a day on Camp Rainbow, and it's not enough.
Right.
You want more. That's right. How important this is to Premier and the doctors and nurses at Premier to be just a part of this.
Right. And this year will be my first year spending the whole week there because I can't get enough. So our doctors are going to rotate through like normal, but I'm going to be there the entire week just because I want to be there for the full experience. And every year when I have to leave, when we change shifts, it's really sad. You feel like you're missing out on the rest of the week and all the fun. And so it just really, you get your cup filled during that week. And it is one of the best causes to donate to. I talk about it so much. To be able to see these kids just carefree and enjoying what normal kids do, and they're treated just like any other kid. And I talk about the counselors a lot, too. Camp Rainbow does an amazing job at choosing these counselors. They are very special people. When you're walking across, campus and you see someone dressed as Spider-Man and a little mini Spider-Man chasing them with a Nerf gun, and they're just on their way, and, that camper will do whatever that or that counselor will do whatever that camper wants to do 24/7. If that means stay in the pool, that's what we're going to do. If that means, stay and do an arts and crafts, that's what they do. And so the counselors need a lot of recognition, too. They're very special people, and I think the camp administration does a very good job at picking the right people for those positions.
Dr. Pegram, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Thank you.
Make a donation. The Lanier Lawn and Landscaping phone lines are open, 931-648-7721. You can text CAMP to 43414. Time is running out. We got 23 minutes left in the Camp Rainbow Radiothon, brought to you by Wyatt Johnson GMC. We'll have the total revealed in 23 minutes, so get your donation in. That number again, 931-648-7721, or text CAMP to 43414. This is the Camp Rainbow Radiothon, brought to you by Wyatt Johnson GMC, right here on the Beaver 100.3.